Of all the creatures of the earth, including the ferns and the crocodiles, only we people get the joke. A pie to the face, a picture of a chair without Barack Obama in it, anything with a cat. We laugh, we get it, and scientists don't really know why. In fact, there are lots of funny things about funny things that aren't that funny. Marcia Wyman, who runs the Laughter Yoga Club in Concord, has become a kind of minister of silliness.
Children laugh between 300 and 500 times a day, and we adults laugh 15 times on the average per day. We laugh small, and we do it because something outside of ourselves has made us laugh.
Most often, we're not laughing at jokes, but just flowing with the tide of social discourse. We say hello to someone, they remark on the weather, and then we share a laugh over the wacky old storm that's brewing. Laughter in the absence of anything humorous is a form of bonding. Social glue, the social glue experts call it. Marcia Wyman would also call laughter a kind of medicine. In 2010, the former national archery champion suffered a debilitating stroke. Physical therapy and pills weren't helping.
I was paralyzed on the left side. I was looking for something to inspire me, and I watched a documentary on laughter yoga, and I thought, what a nice thing to do to laugh for the rest of my life, thinking that I'd be paralyzed half my body for the rest of my life.
Marcia asked a friend to drive her to a laughter yoga training in Massachusetts.
We laughed for a whole weekend. I could immediately feel the benefits of it, tingly sensations, awareness, fullness, and I would say half a year, maybe a little bit more, I regained the use of my arm and my leg and everything else.
Marcia now leads 3 laughter yoga sessions a week. When I arrive for my first ever class, Marcia gives me a mildly disquieting overview.
The whole process of laughter yoga is to laugh without jokes, without comedy, without humor.
And so how does somebody, you know, for example, me, how would I... I mean, am I fake laughing, or what am I?
Yeah, they've done scientific studies that fake laughter also kicks in the endorphins and the serotonins, that your body doesn't know the difference between real laughter and fake laughter.
My body doesn't, but I certainly do. Some say the fake yawn is the hardest of the involuntary breechments. Some will point to the fake sneeze as being the more vexing rabbit to pull from the body's hat. Chew! But for me, the most uncomfortable bit of Foley is the fake laugh.
Ha ha ha! Oh my gosh.
Hello, cheesy wax mustache black and white movie villain from days of yore. Marcia gives me a laughter yoga mantra to repeat to myself. Fake it till you make it. There are about 20 of us in the unfunnily fluorescent meeting room. As class begins, I find my wax mustache villain turning, without promise, into a damp and nervous robot.
So in this particular program, we laugh loud. We're going to start the exercise by 1, 2, 3, start, so that we can all do them. And when we do them, we wander around the room and look people in the eye, because laughter is very contagious. And when you're laughing, somebody else laughs. And then to stop, I'm going to do very good, very good, yay. And you can join me. We'll do it 3 times. Very good, very good, yay. Very good, very good, yay.
We pat our legs. We pull invisible string through our heads. We imagine unpleasant things on our shoes. There isn't really any obvious yoga. There's no postures, but there's a lot of breathing and movement, and we do the vowels. We do this sort of discovery one, like we've found something important, and also have to sneeze.
I love it.
And then we just laugh for the no good reason heck of it.
You know, people arrive apprehensive, not quite sure what's going to happen. Some people sort of a chip on their shoulder, like, try to make me laugh, you know, go ahead. And because there's emotion in motion, and we do a lot of motion and a lot of play acting and a lot of movement, it just melts away. It's just disappears. It's nice.
Why we laugh may be a mystery, but the effects are increasingly clear. 10 minutes of laughter drops blood pressure and improves digestion. Stress dissolves. Best of all for me, every damp robot and wax mustache villain character combination inside me gets turned, pretty quickly, into a simple child at play. You can fake it till you make it, which really is very good, very good, yay. For word of mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.
Ha, 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 ho, 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 and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh a day away in the merry old land of Oz. Buzz, 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 chirp, 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 and a couple of la-dee-dahs. That's how the crickets creak all day in the merry old land of Oz. We get up at 12 and start to work at 1. Take an hour for lunch and then at 2 we're done. Jolly good fun! Ha, 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 ho, 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 and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh a day away in the merry old land of Oz. Ha ha ha, ho ho ho, ha ha ha, la la. That's how we laugh a day away with a ho ho ho, ha ha ha, in the merry old land of Oz.
Here,
cat, cat, there,
and a couple of brand new straws.
That's how we keep you young and fair in the merry old land of Oz.
Rub, rub here, rub, rub there, whether you're tin or bras. That's how we keep you in repair in the merry old land of Oz.
We can make a dimple smile out of a frown. Can you even dye my eyes to match my gown?
Uh-huh.
Jolly old town.
Tip, 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 tip. We give the roughest claws.
That certain air of several fair in the merry old land of Oz.
That's how we laugh a day away in the merry old land of Oz.